Good evening, everybody. Welcome to tonight's Success Team Call. It's Thursday, October 24th, 2019. We are 1 week away from the completion of the month of October 2019. Can you believe how quickly time goes by in our business and in our life? And probably some of you are saying, yeah, it feels like we just started 2019. Like we just started, like it was just January 1st. And this is the kind of thing that you hear a lot from me throughout the years, where I always talk about how fast the time goes by in our business. So I love to acknowledge that. You know, obviously, next Thursday is October 31st. It's the end of the month, so it'll be the final day of the month. It is a weekday, so we'll be getting guidance probably at some point early next week on exactly what the cutoffs are going to be for business going in, whether that be online, through Legal Shield at Work, paper applications, or, you know, digital applications that are being uploaded and so forth. But today I have some training for you that you can put into use right away, because today I'm going to be talking with you about building a world-class team of professionals, building a professional selling team, a team of people that market Legal Shield either one-on-one over a cup of coffee at a table or through business solutions. Maybe that means protecting small business owners and their businesses, commercial drivers, protecting employees of those businesses with our voluntary Legal Shield and ID Shield as a voluntary benefit. And of course, you know, we could define it any number of ways, working with public safety people, police and fire and EMTs. But what we're going to talk about is having your team of professionals, yes, but productive professionals. Not just having a team of professionals that you can look at, like a bunch of shiny men and women that dress well, speak well, use big words, but people that are actually engaging in the business and that are out there and they are marketing memberships, they are protecting families, they are protecting businesses, they are making their world a better place, earning great commissions and bonuses, and everybody's winning. So I hope that that appeals to you here at the beginning of the call, because I'm going to dig in. I'm going to talk with you about this evening. I started making notes and because I wanted to stay concise and stay on track and stay on time with all of you this evening. And I said to myself, well, let's do some bullet points. So this is by no means an exhaustive list of all of the ways that you and I can increase the odds of having producers in our organization. It's not an exhaustive list, but I came up with my top eight practices, activities, focuses that I believe will be valuable to you. It's been very valuable to me. And actually, you know, the person that gets the most out of training like this, although you will learn something today, I promise, but the person that gets the most out of it is the person doing the training, because I had to go back through my notes. I had to think about concise ways to communicate this. And I feel like today, in preparation for the call and right now on this call, I'm learning this very material at a deeper level. And so I'm here to help you to build your team, but this is also going to help me build my team as well. So hopefully you've got a pen and paper out. You've got your team with you on the call this evening. If you have folks in your organization that are also interested in building a world-class team, this would be the call for them to be on. So welcome to all of you that are live. Welcome to those of you that are listening to this as a replay or re-listening to it, so you can take better notes the second time around. I'm going to dig in. I'm going to go as fast as I can, while also speaking in a way that doesn't speak so fast that you don't understand me, because I know I can do that sometimes. All right, number one on how to build a world-class sales team is to know your system for recruiting, and you don't deviate from that system. And in preparation for the call today, you know, I talked to several leaders, and while the people I talked to and you know, kind of collaborated with today to get my head on straight for this, we didn't all have the same exact system for recruiting, but one thing that we all had in common was we don't deviate from our system. So whether your system is using the Prospect by Legal Shield mobile app, maybe you're inviting people to live Zoom webinars, maybe you're bringing people out to live meetings, the Legal Shield open houses, whatever your process is, maybe you're focusing on marketing a membership to somebody first, getting them to really fall in love with their membership, get their will done, and then you come around later, you kind of come back around and follow up and talk to them about the opportunity. But however you decide that works best for you as your system, you don't deviate from it. That's what I see amongst all the leaders. So when you have a system and you have a system that you enjoy and a system that gets you results, sometimes there's a tendency to want to scale your business by implementing other systems. But what happens is that dissipates your focus. And when you are building a world-class team and you want to build a team bigger than the team you have now, you don't want to be focused in many different ways of recruiting. You want to focus in on one way that you know works for you. So again, it doesn't matter what the answer to this question is for you, but know your system and don't deviate. And I'll just tell you what mine is. So because maybe you're saying, I don't even know what he means. Like, what's a system? What's Prospect by Legal Shield? What's, you know? But here's my process. Here's my system, my process, whatever you want to call it. And I don't deviate from this. It doesn't mean that it's the one that works. It's just the one that works for me and that I enjoy. And so my process is to introduce my prospects to our opportunity via the Mark Rich's overview video. And you all have that video too. It's not something that's a secret for just me. You have if you're a member of our team, you have this video. It's at businessoverview365.com/your associate number. I'll give you that again. businessoverview365.com/your associate number. So that's the way I introduce people to Legal Shield. I believe that that message is the message that I want people to hear and to understand before I talk to them in any greater detail about our opportunity. So it really just kind of piques them. And then what I do is I plug the people that like that video and are interested in moving forward. I plug them into our first step training online so that they can get the whole story. Because again, the first video just piques their interest. And the first step training videos really do all the explaining and training for me. So that way I don't have to do all of that one-on-one. I don't have to do a deep dive into the Legal Shield membership, a deep dive into the ID Shield membership. I don't have to do a deep dive into the compensation plan. I don't have to do a deep dive into how to market a membership in a sit-down presentation, because all of that is in that first step training. And so that's really my process. I want people to get educated and trained while they're learning about the power of the opportunity. And the other thing is, because while I'm allowing the system to do all of that for me, it really frees me up, because otherwise I'd be doing all of that one-on-one. But because I'm using the system, it frees me up to continue adding more prospects into that process. So I can fill my pipeline with people that are interested in learning more about our opportunity. But also, and I think this is really important about number one, because I have a process or a system, whatever you want to call it, but because I have a process, I also am very confident. When I'm talking to somebody on the phone or in person, I exude confidence because I know what my process is. In other words, I know what step I'm on in my process and I know what my next step is. So I can talk about that. But a lot of times if you don't really have a process that you're committed to for recruiting, if you're like, hey, can you check out this video? But you don't really know what's going to happen after they watch the video, then you may seem less confident. And if you're not confident, then the prospect becomes unconfident or unsure. And you don't want the prospect to feel uncertainty. You want them to feel your certainty. For example, when I'm talking to someone that's seen the Mark Rich's video, I know in the back of my mind that while I'm talking to this person, my goal is to get them set up to watch the first step training. I don't have any other goals. I'm not wondering if I should have them watch a Zoom. I'm not wondering if I should have them hear something about young professionals or ladies of justice. I have a process and I don't deviate. And because I have a process and I don't deviate, I'm not trying to figure out where to go next. Because whatever I'm doing, I always know what my next step is. Hopefully that makes sense to you. And that way you're sure. Because if you're sure, then the prospect feels that certainty and that feels empowering to the prospect. They know that you know what the process is. They feel that you're guiding them through a process. And I think that that is probably, and the reason I wanted that to be number one is because this is where I see people make the biggest mistakes. is they don't really have a process. You know, they can't outline to me what the steps are that they would take a prospect through. I think we just, sometimes if we don't know any better, we think, well, I just have them watch this video and they're going to come running with their credit card out and saying, hey, listen, I'm ready to sign up. What's your website? You know, here's my money. Take all my money. I'm ready to join Legal Shield. And while it would be great, I guess, I mean, I've never had that happen like that exactly. And I guess that would be great. It's not realistic. And the reality is that you need a process that you guide people through. And that's my process, and yours may be different. Your team leader that you're working with may have a different process, but I think whatever your process is, know it. Know it and have confidence in it before you start bringing prospects to it, introducing prospects to learn about Legal Shield through your process. Number two on my eight keys to building a world-class sales organization is selling your new team member their membership. And you might be saying, well, how is this a key? Well, because selling your new team member a membership, getting them protected, them and their family with Legal Shield and ID Shield, and also a home-based business rider, by the way, because they're starting a new business, is not to get you a commission. I think we have to start to understand that when you market a membership, it should be in service of some greater purpose. For example, if you sat down with me today and I'd never heard of Legal Shield before, and you market me a membership, yes, you're going to get a commission, but that should be a byproduct of serving me, I would hope. You would feel this way. You're serving me by making sure I know that this option exists for my family. And that was a big change for me in my life when, and many of you have heard me tell this story, but when my wife came with me to the convention. And up until that point, I'd had fairly limited success. I'd never been an executive director, never had a big team, always just making enough money to pay my bills at that point, but never really had the breakout success. Everything shifted at that convention because what I saw as transactional selling, I mean, I love the membership, but I still approached it as transactional selling. Like, I'm going to sell you something. I'm going to overcome your objections. I'm going to do a good presentation so that you will buy. But that's not what my wife saw. She saw that the commission was a byproduct of serving. She saw that the power of the service went way beyond in impact to society what we could ever imagine. Because she comes from the criminal justice system and she comes from that world where people don't have access to justice. And she saw this simple access to justice changes communities, changes families, changes lives, could change our world. And she helped me to kind of recalibrate, to say to myself, and really she said this, and you know, we made this agreement that from here on forward, we will use this as the way that we serve. And through this service, the income will take care of itself. And that has been the reality ever since. Well, when you're working with your new team member, you're recruiting somebody to sell the services. Understand that to serve your newest team member, to set them up for success, is to get them focused on what matters most right from the start. And what matters most right from the start, you know, my new associates, they don't just buy a membership. Right? It's not just they get a membership because we tell them to, because it's like part of signing up. That's not what we're doing here. We want them to own the service and use the service. My new team members, they own a membership and they use their membership. Now, let me just say something transparently here, because sometimes when you think about recruiting, and I talk to a lot of folks, and this is how they approach recruiting in their mind. They say, yeah, but you know, do they have to own the membership? Do they have to? Is it required? I mean, I don't think it is. I don't think that if you called Legal Shield and said, am I required to own a membership? I don't believe that the answer is yes. So Legal Shield can have whatever their requirements are, right, legally. And also that person that you're recruiting on your team isn't required to join your team, and you're not required to sponsor them into your team. So when I'm looking at people I want to work with, I want to work with people that are excited about the service, want to own the service, couldn't imagine their life without the service, now that they know it exists. Those are the people who join my team. So they're not buying a membership because they have to, because they don't have to. And again, I'm pretty sure if you called Legal Shield, they would tell you, You don't have to buy a membership. But to work with me, to be a part of my team, for me to sponsor you, because really sponsoring is me deciding that I want that person on my team. It's not the other way around. When we're first starting to recruit, I believe a lot of us are like, we just want somebody on our team under any, whatever circumstances that prospect presents to me, I will agree to because I want them on my team. And that's not how you build a big, productive, professional team. You build a big team by knowing what your values are and then honoring your values and making sure that you only sponsor people into the business that align with your values. Simple as that. I mean, hopefully that's not too tough on everybody, but what aligns with my values is I want to work with people that love the membership, that are excited about the membership. That's who I want to work with. So my team buys their membership, but they buy it to use it. That's really what I'm getting to. They buy their membership to use their membership. They don't buy it because they have to, because they don't have to. They can not own a membership and they can be sponsored into somebody else's team. But my team members use their membership. And getting your new team member to engage with the membership so that they have personal stories is far more powerful than any script we have in our website. Let me say that again slowly. There is no script in LS Engage, at any Super Saturday, anywhere you're going to go, you are not going to get a script that is more powerful than your personal story that you as a human convey to another human about how your Legal Shield membership has saved you time, money, heartaches, headaches, anything. That is far more powerful and far more real. And I know that we have, as a tool, we have a Facebook page where we chronicle people's membership testimonials, where you can see how other people have had success with the membership and how it saved them, all of those things. Use that as inspiration. I know I've heard other leaders say, borrow those stories. I don't agree. I just don't agree with borrow those stories. Not because it's unethical, because it is ethical. You could say, well, you know, I just heard the story about this family and this is what happened. It's still ethical because they're true stories, but they're not as powerful as your stories. And it might be something small. A dry cleaner ruins a shirt. It might be something, somebody damaged your vehicle. You damaged somebody else's vehicle. Small things are even more important than big things. Understand the power of having personal stories, your personal stories about using the membership, and get your team focused on developing that. Give me an associate with a powerful personal story of how they've used their membership, and that associate will outperform the associate with a well-memorized script every single time. You give me somebody who's never sold anything before, and they have a powerful personal story about how they've used their membership, and that person will smoke the best sales professional that you could ever recruit, that just happens to be really great at sales and happens to know a really great script and knows how to overcome objections and has all of the closing techniques in the world. You give me one person that has burning white hot belief in their membership, and that person will outsell the great sales professional every single time. So you might be on this call right now and you're a great sales professional, and you come from the top of the top, and you know you're an executive, and you've been a VP of this thing and that thing, and you're not yet having the success that you thought you'd have with Legal Shield. Let me ask you a story. When was the last time you used your membership? How many stories do you have about having used your membership? Because that is the power. Building a world-class team is not about building a team of people who already know how to sell so well that you don't have to teach them sales. Building a world-class team, a component of that, number two in my keys, is having people that love their membership. That whether they marketed Legal Shield for a living or not, would never, ever, ever live their lives without Legal Shield as a membership, as a product, as an app on their phone. Understand? Make sure that you're building that culture within your team in the beginning, and that will duplicate, and that will certainly serve you well, okay? Next thing, maybe the most important thing. Actually, not true. They're all equally important. But I think when I look at early on in my business, when I didn't feel like I had a lot of anything really to offer to my new team, and I felt inferior to a lot of people that would be joining the business, and I didn't feel like I could lead them, coach them, and support them in the beginning. I was so glad for key number three, which is that I was introducing my new people to the team leaders, because I wanted to make sure that they got a chance to be welcomed to the team by somebody that earned a great income, even though I hadn't yet. And so even to this day, I make sure that my newest people are introduced to other six-figure ring earners, other millionaire club members, other leaders that will also pledge their support to the new associate to help them launch their business. So they're getting my support as their sponsor. They're getting somebody else's support as well, and they feel supported. It's not a technique. It's true. Like, you have to understand that as we grow our teams, and your team is growing within the larger success team, right? The success team is really a combination of all of our teams together. All of us have a vested interest. We rise together. All of us in Legal Shield, actually, we rise together. So don't be afraid to introduce your newest people to other six-figure income earners. Even if you're listening to this right now and you're a six-figure ring earner and you're a millionaire club member, don't make it about you. We know that you can support that person and that you can nurture and coach them, but show them how big the team of coaches and support and mentors really are. Introduce them to others. Make sure that your team, your newest team members feel supported in a multitude of ways, because your personal story may not be the one that motivates that new person on your team. Again, maybe you're brand new, and your story so far is you're brand new. And I love that story, by the way. I love a story of somebody being brand new. That's not a bad story. But let's couple your story of being brand new and excited, and maybe you've just made your first few sales, and you got your fast start bonus, and you got your first promotion. That's a great story. But let's couple that with a story from somebody like a Mike Riches, who's a millionaire club member, earns over $200,000 in a single year, has had great success in both building a team as well as business solutions. Let's marry those stories together for your new person so that they know that they have support from new people, established people, folks on their way up, folks that have been at the top for a while. Help people see the power of the team that they've joined, that they didn't just join an organization, that they actually joined a team. And a team is different than an organization. An organization is just a group of people that we can find some kind of common thread amongst them. Like, as an organization, our common thread is we're all Legal Shield independent associates. But as a team, we're collaborators. We're supporters and nurturers of each other. Very big difference. Key number four, and I got to hurry up because I'm running out of time. Plug your new associate into the Monday Morning Business Solutions training call. But it's not enough to just tell them that this call exists. You have to help them to develop this habit. And you might be saying to yourself, well, you know, I don't have this habit yet. I'm not always on the Monday morning training call. Or you might be saying, you know, I'm still working another job, or I volunteer in my community. I have to get the kids off to school at that time on Mondays. I'm not available live. So I listen to the replay. So it's not on my mind to be there at 9 a.m. Central on Mondays. Okay? All of that is fine. But here's what you do. Starting right now, put that Monday morning call in your calendar on your phone. And listen, I don't know how Android works, but I assume it's the same. However it works for you, put it in the calendar on your phone, set it to repeat for every Monday, which means you set it up today, and then it shows up for every Monday for the rest of your life, until the planet gets hit by an asteroid and the dinosaurs come back. Every Monday, you see that on your calendar. Have an alarm 1 hour before and 30 minutes before. Two alarms. That's the way I do it. So that you're getting notification reminders about the live call on Monday mornings. And you might be saying, well, he's really going slow on this. This seems really elementary. Trust me. Please believe me on this. Put it in your calendar, repeating for every Monday. Make sure that you have alarms set for that, because your team won't do what you don't do. Now, you might be somebody that needs to get the replay. Don't skip what I just said to do. What you want to do, even though you can't be on live on Mondays at 9 a.m. Central, you want to be reminded every Monday that that call is going on live, because someday in the future you might be available to be on live, and I want you on there live. But also, as you build this world-class team, what if every time you saw that alarm go off an hour before the call, you said to yourself, oh man, 50 people in my team just got the same alarm on their phone. 100 people on my team just got the same alarm on their phone. They're all going to be on that call, listening to Mark Riches and Mike Riches and, man, Brian Fahili. This past Monday morning, talk about making my point in key number two about the power of somebody who loves their membership over the skills of someone who knows how to sell and close. Brian Fahili just did a phenomenal job. And if you, for some reason, have not listened to the replay of that, make sure you listen to the replay of Brian Fahili, because he did just a phenomenal, phenomenal training call on Monday morning. So that's what you do. You put it in your calendar. And if you're one of these people who you just got to do the replay, you just have no choice. You still want to be reminded every Monday morning that the call is being live. It will help you in your brain. It will help you. But also, your job now, if for those of you that are listening and you can't be with us live, I need you to set a second reminder for sometime in the evening on Monday. And I'm not going to tell you what time that is, but set a reminder for the evening on Monday. Set aside an hour and block that hour out where you're going to listen to the replay. And you say, well, why can't I, if it's the replay, why can't I do it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? You got to get to the information. We're doing it to kick off the week. That's why we do it on Mondays. It's not the most convenient day or time for a lot of people, but we do it on Mondays to kick off the week, to set the tone for the week for you and your whole team. And if your team starts talking to you and finding out that you haven't been on that call, they won't be on it either. And you need your team on this call, and you need to develop the habit. So again, here's some ways to make sure that more of your team is plugged into the call so that more of your team can be getting the information they need at the time of the week that it's most important, so that they can make the most of the business that they have in front of them. Get them to put it in their calendar. And again, same thing with them. If they're not normally available, they should still have it in their calendar for the live time. Yes, they can listen to the replay, but if it's not in their calendar, they're not going to get on live or on the replay. Remind them with a call or a text before we get started on Monday morning. So now you've got it in your calendar an hour before you get an alert. That's a great time for you to send out 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 text messages. It will take you moments, seconds even, to get those texts out to remind people that we have a call. And that way they know that you are focused on that call. And because you're focused on the call, more of them are going to be focused on the call. Also, text them later in the day when the replay becomes available. Make sure your new people especially are getting reminded, I guess, or engaged by you in a way that's meaningful, in a way that's meaningful to them, is for them to hear from you, hey, great news, the replay is out from this morning's call. Isn't that amazing? We can hear it again. Or isn't that amazing? You didn't miss it. You can listen to it right now. And make sure, and I kind of said this already, make sure they know you are on the calls. Whether you're on live, you're on the replay, get it done on Monday. Get that information into your brain, into your heart, get it down on paper, and make sure you're modeling the behavior that you want from your team. Because it all starts or stops with the team leader. And you may not think of yourself as the team leader, but you are the team leader because you are the person that sponsored them into the business. And if they don't think that the calls are, if they think that you don't think the calls are important, they won't get on the calls. If you model the behavior, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, because some of you are saying, well, I don't do business solutions. I focus on individual sales, or I focus on I only recruit people. Okay. But if you want these world-class professional sellers on your team, opening group accounts, writing 50, 100, hundreds of plans per month, helping businesses, helping the employees of those businesses and those employees' families, if you want that happening in your team, it doesn't matter if you go and do that activity yourself or you recruit people that do it. You need to be on the call. You need to be part of the vibration, the language, the words, the content, and the context of that content so that you have the same harmony and you're singing the same song as the rest of the choir. Hopefully that makes sense to you. All right, wrapping up because I'm already out of time. Key number five, prep your new associate. Now, this can be delicate, but I'm gonna talk about it. When you have a new associate on your team, they're going to get invited to events in their local marketplace, which probably is not going to be the same as your local marketplace. If you're building all over the US, Canada, and the UK, they're getting invited to events by email or by notifications from LS Engage that you're not seeing any information about because you just haven't seen that information yet. Or because, I mean, not because you haven't seen it yet, but because you're in a different market. So you're not getting told about everything that's happening in their market. So prep your new associate. They're going to get emailed about events in their local market. And most markets have fabulous events going on at all times. But not every event is beneficial to your newest associate, especially if they're focused on business solution selling. It might not be appropriate for them to go to everything. So I advise my newest associates that they're going to get those emails from regional leaders, and that if any of those events sound interesting to them, that they should let me know. And when they let me know, I'll be happy to advise them on if I think it'd be valuable for them at this point in their process of getting started to attend that or not. And by having that conversation up front, they're not going to be surprised when they get that first couple of emails because you already addressed it. When they see the emails, they're going to say, oh, yeah, that's right. She told me that I was going to get these emails. And so that's what I do. And I do advise them that if they see a notice for a fast start class, to absolutely attend the class. Because I know that that is something I want everybody in my team to attend. It's fantastic sales training. It's very focused on getting fast start qualified, using the tools. There's nothing that happens in that class I wouldn't want even my brand newest person to see or experience. So I do advise them that if the class is Fast Start class, let me know when you get that email, but definitely go if you can get to that. And then I make sure that they're going to that. But that way I'm involved because they would assume otherwise that if they're getting an email, I'm getting that email too. Even if I am across the country, they don't know that it works that way. So if someone's in Los Angeles and I'm in Boston and they're having a super Saturday in Los Angeles, I'm not getting an email about that in Boston. Maybe you've never thought about that. So I need my team to inform me so that I can help them know what they should and shouldn't go to. And really, I want people to go to everything. So I don't want to confuse anybody. I'm not trying to keep anybody from my team to seeing stuff. But sometimes when you're brand new, you know, we have training that is enough training for somebody to get their first few sales, their first promotion, their first bonus, their first commissions. And we don't want folks to get kind of, again, out of focus of that because they're hearing about 11 other ways that they can build their business and different techniques and stuff in the beginning when really all they need to be focused on is getting started. So hopefully that makes sense. Number six, get them committed to big events. For example, our Dallas International Convention. You know, we need them committed to big events because big events are what help somebody to see the bigger picture. Because when I went to my first convention, I went there as somebody who had a goal of earning $400 a week and building a business that allowed me to work for myself. I didn't have a goal of being a millionaire club member or earning a multiple six-figure annual income. That wasn't my goal, but my goals grew as I started to see that real people were having these levels of success in the same company, with the same product, with the same system, with everything that I have. And I said, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. Now, it wasn't that simple of a process. There was a lot more psychological work and personal development. But that was what gave me an anchor that it was possible for average, everyday, ordinary people to be a part of this incredible company and have incredible results. And I haven't been to an international event yet where I didn't wish I had more people from my team there to experience it alongside of me. So you want to get your team to the event. And I want my whole team to attend. But I also, and this is kind of where there's some art and science at the same time to building a team, I don't want to distract them from marketing memberships and building their business today. You know, sometimes we make it seem like the event that's 6 months from now is the training they need to start their business. I mean, yeah, it'll take them to the next level from wherever they are when they get to Dallas. But if they aren't marketing memberships and earning commissions right now, 6 months out from the convention, if we're having them have success right now, 6 months out from the convention, they probably aren't going to be in the business with us in 6 months to attend the convention. And it won't matter if they bought a ticket to the Dallas International Convention, because we're not in the business of selling event tickets. We're in the business of anything around events. We're in the business of getting our team to see the bigger picture, and the events like the Dallas International Convention help us to promote to them the path to the bigger vision. Hopefully that makes sense. So don't make it seem like if you're not in Dallas 6 months from now, there's no point in even starting, or don't even start your business now, because 6 months from now, that's when you're really going to get the information you need to start your business. No. You know, you can be softer in that commitment with your brand new person. They're brand new. They just made an investment. The last thing, the thing they're expecting, I'm just full of honesty this evening. The thing they're expecting when they're new and everything seems so awesome, and they're and that little voice in the back of their head is saying that there's got to be something else. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's too good to be true. And then they get in the door. They paid $99 to become an associate. They got their membership. They're excited about making their first few sales and getting a commission and getting their fast start bonus. And here we come with all kinds of ways for them to spend more money. And they're like, whoa, this is the other shoe. Because now I got to go to this convention 6 months from now. Now I got to buy this from this and get this book and get this thing. When someone is new, especially, and fragile, we want to get them their belief check. They've already, in my opinion, they've invested all of the money they need to invest to start their business out of pocket. Going forward, I want them to reinvest a small portion of their commissions and bonuses and overrides and anything they're earning in their business, a small amount of that can be invested in things like our Dallas International Convention. But I'm not going to bombard my newest person. That doesn't mean I don't want them there. I know that this can be confusing, especially if you're just hearing the part you want to hear. We should all be there. I want my whole team there. But I can be savvy enough to not load my people up with a whole bunch of requirements when they first walk in the door. There's time. We're 6 months out from that event. On the first of the year, we're going to be 3 months out from that event. There's going to be time. The people you recruit this week, let's get them paid and promoted. They're going to hear about convention, and that's kind of my second half of point number six is having them plugged into the weekly calls will do most of the work for you on getting them to the big events, because we're going to promote the convention for you, and if your team is plugged in, they'll hear it from the top leaders in the team. And you'll see a natural ebb and flow to our promotion of the Dallas Convention. Coming out of Salt Lake City, we promoted it hard because we had discounted tickets and they were highly discounted, which meant we wanted everybody that was already involved in the business, that people, especially people who had been to Salt Lake City, knew the power of the event, people that have earned income, know the power of the big vision. We want them to take advantage of the discounted tickets. But now over the next few months, we'll be a lot softer in that promotion. And we'll pick that up again in the new year, in the last 90 days, because we want everybody there. But we know there's the right time to really put a lot of promotion and attention behind that. Number seven, celebrate every win. You know, we tend to focus on celebrating membership sales, rank advancements, bonuses earned, and that is actually totally appropriate. But ask yourself, what else can you celebrate in your team? Like, remove all of those things for a minute, because we want all of that to happen. But I think Darnell Self said it best. You know, if people aren't winning, then after a while of feeling like they're not winning, they start to feel like they're losing. And once people start to feel like they're losing, then they start to feel like a loser. And nobody wants to feel like a loser. So they'll go somewhere else to a different opportunity in a different company where they can get a clean slate, where they can start to feel like a winner again. Well, we don't have to let that happen. We can celebrate people's successes that lead to the bigger successes. For example, I congratulate people for being plugged into the call. You know, I'm just texting people, hey, thanks for being plugged into the call. Hey, glad you're on the call. Brian Feely was awesome, right? Yeah, love the call. Congratulations for you being plugged in. And some of you are nodding because you've gotten messages from me before that just say, hey, thanks for being plugged in. You can congratulate people for making their warm market list. I think that's a huge accomplishment. Not because it takes a lot to do it, but because it's so easy not to do it. You know how many people do what's easy not to do? I mean, people don't do stuff, so we can celebrate when people do stuff. I hope that it was half as eloquent as it sounded in my brain. My point is, when someone makes their warm market list, I want to celebrate that. They're being brave. They're being coachable. They're showing that they're moving forward. And you might say, well, let's wait until they get some membership signed up from that warm market list. I think there's always going to be time to celebrate that after. Let's celebrate that too, but let's celebrate the first step, not just the last step. I congratulate people for sharing something that was personal. I recognize this happens a lot, and I know it happens with other leaders, but people are willing to be vulnerable if they believe that you care and they believe that you offer a path or a hope to a path for change. And so since I occupy a position of leadership, and I believe that most people who know me know that I care, I am confronted with people that are very honest with me a lot. And I used to really have a hard time with this. When people were vulnerable with me, that was a challenge for me. I kind of, I wanted to get past the emotional part of it. But I've really been working on myself to accept when people are being transparent and vulnerable. But now I've had to take it to the next step, and I recommend you do the same thing. And I congratulate people for that, because when someone shares something that's personal, you have to recognize that they're being brave, right? They're being vulnerable. When they share that, and I acknowledge that they chose that, that was a choice they made to share, that it's not like everybody just shares the most vulnerable stuff in their life. I acknowledge that. And it's not a tactic. I mean, I acknowledge it because I want them to feel a connection to me because they were brave in bringing it up. So, that's kind of off the path of celebrating somebody for being on the call or showing up at a training. But man, you have to see when people are reaching out to you and be open to receive that, but also acknowledge what it must have taken for them to share it. And here's number 8. And I'm just going to close with this because I'm way over time. Thank you all for staying with me. I really appreciate it. Number 8 is we don't recruit elite people. This is one of the 8 keys. I think a lot of folks, when they look at, when they say, oh, this man, this woman, they're in Jim's team. And believe me, I have a phenomenal team. But all of the success team is a phenomenal team. But I think sometimes we get the wrong idea and we think, well, that person has cultivated this methodology to recruit elite people. Not true. We don't recruit elite people. We recruit people. And then we create an environment for those people to become elite. Let me say that again. We don't recruit elite people. We recruit people. And then we have an environment for those people to become elite. And how do we do that? We do that by the books we read. And we challenge people to read 10 pages of a good book every day. And we celebrate that. And it's the audios we listen to. It's the choice we make between the radio or the news and an audiobook that can help us be better. An audio that can inspire us. Maybe it's a replay of a training call where the vibration and the energy and the enthusiasm of that man or woman speaking speaks to your soul. It's the associations we have. It's the people we choose to spend our time with. Are they negative or positive? Are they the people that have the solutions to our problems or the people with the same problems? Are they people that are moving forward into a bright new future? Or are they the people that are living in the past? It's the people that we associate with. And it's the goals we set. It's the idea that we set goals that are way outside of our comfort zone. Not because they're mystical or because we think that it's fun to dream, but because we know that by having a higher goal, a higher bar, something outside of our comfort zone, then we have to become a different person on the way to attaining it. Many of you know that I hold a goal to become a $1 million ring earner with Legal Shield. And it isn't the $1 million. It's the pursuit of who you have to be to become a $1 million ring earner. It's the pursuit. It's the books and the audios and the associations. See, I'm fortunate. I've spent some time, and more, it seems, over time, more and more, I've spent time with the people that are earning $1 million a year in Legal Shield. And those associations have allowed me to set higher goals because I realize that we rise to a challenge when we step out of our comfort zone. We become somebody different, better, more focused in the pursuit of that goal. See, when my goal in the beginning was to earn $400 a week with my Legal Shield business, I didn't have to become anybody different in pursuit of that goal. Because I already knew how to make $400 a week. I was doing it somewhere else. Yes, I was doing it as an employee somewhere instead of as a business owner. But that was a small shift. That was not a radical change. That did not require me to become a different person, to read a whole bunch of new books, to get new ideas, to associate with new people. I could associate with the same people I'd always associated with because they knew how to make $400 a week, and so did I. I could associate with the people that were broke like I was because they knew how to be broke, and so did I. But when I had to access a different part of me and get outside of my comfort zone and start associating with people that had what I wanted instead of people that had what I had, it helped to open new doors. And so that's why number 8 is so important to me, because I don't want you to think that somewhere in this team, people are just recruiting the best of the best. We are recruiting the people that want to be the best of the best. We are sorting and sifting for the people that want to raise their game, that want to go to a higher level, that want to achieve more, that aren't afraid to dream a little bit, even though it's uncomfortable to dream, because in the pursuit of the dream, you become more, but in the establishment and the speaking of the dream, you set yourself up for this disappointment and failure that average people spend most of their life trying to avoid the feeling of. But when you go for elite and above average and beyond average, then you run the risk of some disappointment, some failure, some step back and slide back on your way to your whole new world. As we close up the call this evening, I want to invite everybody. I went through these 8 keys or points about building a world-class organization. I am excited to be joined by some of the top team builders in the entire success team, including the leader of the success team, Mr. Mark Riches, on December 13th and 14th in Cookeville, Tennessee, where we will all come together, where Mr. Riches, as well as his wife Jennifer Riches, have opened their home for the annual Riches Ranch Christmas party on the evening of the 13th, and 2 days of training on topics just like this. At the Tennessee Leadership Training, you're going to learn how to build a world-class sales team and really roll up your sleeves and dig in. We're going to be obviously fielding your questions, talking about different techniques and working with our technology like our TMS, helping you to understand how to build at the highest level and attract people that want to step up their game as well. I hope you'll join us at that event. If you'd like to register, and I encourage you to register for this right away because it will sell out, we would love to have you there as well as anybody in your team that would also love to have the leverage and the power of a world-class sales organization in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. Just go into your success team back office and go to the toolbar at the top of the screen and click on the calendar icon, and you'll see several events. And one of those is our December 13th and 14th Tennessee Leadership Academy. We have seats right now. As I'm saying this right now, we have plenty of room for everybody that wants to join us, but that won't be the case in the coming weeks. So grab your seat, secure your spot in the room. If you've got somebody coming with you, get 2 tickets, get 3, whatever you need for those of you that want to join us there. It's going to be a fabulous time. You're going to learn a tremendous amount from our 6-figure income earners and our Millionaire Club members, and people that every single day are recruiting and developing their team of professionals. Thank you so much for joining me on the call this evening. I look forward to seeing you all very soon. And remember, we'll be right back here on Monday morning for our business solution support call, Monday, 9 a.m. Central, same number you dialed in this evening. Thank you and good night.